This is Robin Marsh. My family and I share a neat time together whenever we have dinner, whether it's at home or at a restaurant. We always say, "What are you grateful for today?" I think that that's one thing that's so important in our lives. Don't lose your gratefulness, friends. That's what the enemy wants you to do, because if you lose your gratefulness, you take your eyes off God. If you're listening to this CD and these testimonies of devotion, friends, you've heard how people are grateful for what God's done in their lives. But maybe your world right now is a tough one. Maybe there's strife in relationships. Maybe it's with your children, your spouse, a colleague. Maybe it's a sister in Christ. Friends, remember what you're grateful for. So you're saying, "Hey, Robin, you don't know what's going on in my life today." What I can tell you, friends, if you know Jesus Christ, then you have a lot to be grateful for. What about the day He saved you? Never stop thanking God for saving you. Friends, I tell you, whenever I think about my conversion experience, it puts a light in my eye. It warms my heart to no end. And it reminds me of the promise God has given me of abundant life today and in the hereafter. So you say, "Robin, how do you do that? How do you have a life-changing experience?" I was at a church in Amarillo, heard a pastor preach a great sermon, and really felt like God was just tugging at my heart, saying, "Robin, I'm opening the door. I want you to walk through this, Robin. I need you to trust me in everything." I've been in television for more than 25 years now, and sometimes people think because you're on TV, your life is very great. I've had a lot of ups and downs in my life, and what I can tell you, from that day I said, "Lord Jesus, I trust you today. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I invite you to come into my life and be Lord of my life daily. I'm thankful for you saving me." Friends, it was a life-changing experience, and you too can have that. I call it a step of faith. Here's what you do. The F stands for forgiveness. In Him, meaning Jesus, we have forgiveness of our sin. The A stands for it's available. See, in John 3:16, God's Word says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life." And you know what? We're all whosoever. While that forgiveness is available, it is impossible for God to allow sin into heaven. A lot of times, you don't want to hear a lot about sin. Some ministries want you to think it's just all about being feel good, do what's right. But you know what, friends? Our sin, God's Word says, is what separates us from the Father. We know God loves the world in that John 3:16 verse. But what we also know, friends, one day God's judgment will be without mercy. So what do? The T in faith. You turn. You turn from your sin. God's Word says, if you repent, you will not perish. Friends, is that not a great promise? And then the H, the here and the hereafter, heaven. Heaven on earth and heaven in the hereafter. Here's what you do to become a Christian. God's Word in Romans 10 says, if you confess with your mouth in the Lord Jesus and you believe in your heart what God did, that He died and was buried and rose again, you will be saved. Friends, that H for the promise of heaven, God says, "I came that you might have abundant life." That's heaven on earth. And then He says, "I go to prepare a place for you." Friends, that's our final reward, heaven. Can you thank God for saving you today? I know I can. It's my spot. It's where I go back to and say, "Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me." I'm Robin Marsh. I hope you have something to be grateful for today. And if today is the day you've asked Christ into your life, never stop thanking Him for what He did at this moment.